Now we've got Denise in DeKalb, Illinois, who's calling in with something going on in the water at their house. Tell us about it.
Well, we have a foul odor, and I can only smell it really, I guess, with the hot water, but maybe that's just because, whatever, the fumes. At which point we replaced our water heater, took the rod out of it, it's still that way.
Do you mean the anode rod?
Okay. I guess that's what I mean. Sorry.
because the most common cause of water odor is when you have bacteria that reacts with the sacrificial anode that comes in the water heater. The sacrificial anode actually stops the water heater from rusting out, but the basic type of anode is made of magnesium and aluminum, and that can react with the bacteria and cause it to form a hydrosulfide gas, a hydrogen sulfide gas, which is basically that really stinky, rotten egg odor. And draining the water, you know, is only a very temporary fix, as you've probably noticed. There's a different type of anode rod that you can replace it with that's not made of magnesium. It's made of aluminum and zinc. And that will not react with the bacteria and will not smell.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pull out the anode rod that you have and you replace it with an aluminum zinc alloy anode, that should solve the problem.
Okay. And I have just a question about tankless water heaters.
Okay.
Would that definitely solve the problem?
Oh, absolutely, because nothing would sit in there.
It works completely differently. Tankless water heaters are on-demand water heaters, so they only heat the water as you need it. So as fast as it gets into the water heater, it would leave it and be heated.
Right.
How old is the water heater that you're talking about now, the one that
smells? We have now? Well, we've replaced it 2 times in like 2 years.
Oh, man.
So this one's not that old.
Well, it's not really that old.
Because they told us to replace it first, and then they said, well, take the rod out. So my husband did that, and then they said, if that doesn't work, you know, then replace it again. And
no, because you didn't solve the problem. You didn't solve the problem. Unfortunately, the advice you got was just, you know, buy another one. There must be something wrong with what you have. The problem is that with your water is reacting with the anode rod there, and that's what's causing the odor. So if you replace the anode with an aluminum zinc alloy anode, that will actually fix it, because the magnesium and aluminum anodes that are in most water heaters will produce this hydrogen sulfide gas. So you can either replace the rod, and since it's so new, I'd say go ahead and replace the rod.
Just see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you got nothing to lose. And I think that that's going to solve it. You can always replace the water heater. And next time you get ready to replace it, go tankless. I think you'll be happy with it for a whole bunch of reasons. Not as much the odor, but everything else.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much for all your information.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.